Blog Talk Radio.
The guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler is author Callie Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is a life coach and author. She's one of the authors of, she's the author of When on the Road to Enlightenment, Don't Forget to Take Out the Trash. She's also one of the authors of And Ms. Fitzgerald is late calling in. She's also a Blog Talk radio host. She has social media website, and like I said, the complication is she's one of the authors of Empowered Women of Social Media. She also has a Blog Talk radio show where she talks about Share the Wealth. Fitzgerald books will motivate and inspire you, like I wrote on the website. She gives also the advice she gives is great for negative society in which we live. So just waiting on her to call in. So like I said, she's a fellow Blog Talk radio host. So it should be pretty interesting, as upbeat as she is and enlightening as this show will be. So we're just going to wait a little while on her. Have some great guests coming up this year, so everybody stay tuned. Going to have some really great guests, some really good shows, and a lot of great topics. Got a lot of new ideas. I really do. And my guests, this fifth year, I really plan to roll everything out. So I'm going to go back to the song. My theme song while we wait on Callie Fitzgerald.
Clap your hands for Angela.
right. Looks like Fitzgerald's not going to call in, Callie Fitzgerald. So I'm going to go on with the show. As you all know, this is 2015, and a lot of great things are going to be happening this year. I'm speaking life into it. I'm going to be positive, and this year is going to be great. So I'm encouraging everybody, I'm letting everybody know that my New Year's resolution is to be positive, patient, which isn't easy for me, being patient. But I'm working on it. That's my New Year's resolution. That's my prayer. That's what I'm praying for, to learn to be patient. You know, that's not always the easy thing. And to stay positive, to stay positive in mind. And hold on. Hello, Callie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on. I'm sorry, we've had some technical difficulties here. Had some phone trouble, but I'm on now, and that's what matters.
Okay, all right. I was getting to think you weren't going to show up. I gave you a great introduction. You weren't there to listen. I was telling them what a great life coach and author you are, how you wrote the book On the Road to Enlightenment, and Don't Forget to Take Out the Trash. It's the name of the book. You're also one of the authors of the compilation Empowered Women of Social Media. You also have a media website on Facebook, and you're also a Blog Talk Radio host, and your show is Share the Wealth.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So mainly what people have been asking to hear from you is positivity in a negative world. They like some insight on how to be positive in a negative society.
Right, and you know that's a really important. Yeah, and that's a really important thing. There's so much negativity in the world today, and you know so many people are having so many troubles. Whether it's financial troubles, they can't find a job, or if they're having troubles with a relationship, or they've lost someone close to them. It seems like everybody today is hurting. And it being positive is something that can get you through even the darkest times. People come to me and they say, well, how do I do this? You know, some really horrible things have happened to me. You don't understand. First off, I do understand. And secondly, you can change your mind. You can change your mood. You can take any situation. Right now I have a very, very wonderful friend, amazing woman, who is in the hospital. And her husband says, you know, the doctors aren't giving us much hope. What can we do? It's, you know, give thanks for what you have. You know, be grateful for what you have. You can't always have, you don't know you're going to have tomorrow. You know, so be grateful for right now, for right this second. And one thing that I do for myself is I force myself to laugh. I did not realize until recently that there is a laughter yoga.
A laughter yoga? Okay.
Yeah. I did not know
more,
that was
more.
A thing. But if you can make yourself, you know, it starts really forced, like, But if you do it for, several seconds, it usually doesn't take more than 5 or 10 seconds for you to start laughing at the fact that you're making yourself laugh.
Oh, okay.
And there's something almost magical about laughter that makes people get in a better mood. You can be in the worst mood, be having the worst day, and if you can find something to laugh at, even if it's laughing at yourself, then you can be in a better mood.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying laughter is the best medicine.
Yes,
in other words.
It definitely is. It really is. and really, if you can, every minute we have a choice. We can choose to be happy, or we can choose to, really focus on what's wrong. And if you focus on what's good in your life, focus on the people that you love and that love you. focus on all the wonderful things you have to be grateful for, you can put yourself in a better mood really, really quickly.
Yeah, okay. You saying be grateful. Be grateful for the things that you have now in the present. Don't
right.
dwell on the things you don't have. Another thing I found, Callie, is that people tend to dwell on material things a lot. And if they don't have those material things, they get upset. Sometimes depression sinks in, and they feel like, you know, money or wealth or material items will person or somebody. Now, with somebody, if someone has that mindset, what advice would you give to them if they go after all these things, material things, and they're still not happy?
You know, I have life coaching clients that are very, very well off. They're very, very successful, and they are not happy. And what it is, you have to look inside. You have to look at you, what makes you tick, not what people tell you is supposed to make you happy. What makes you happy? What makes you smile? And quite often, getting outside, getting in nature, just being away from whatever it is you do for a living for just an hour even, you know, or even a half-hour lunch break, get outside, go for a walk, it will kind of clear your head, and whatever you think about when you're doing nothing, that's what you're supposed to be focusing on. That's what you're supposed to be, you know, doing, making your life's purpose. Whatever, when your mind wanders and you say, wow, if I could only do that, that's what makes
okay.
you happy. That's what calls to your soul. And it's sort of a self-searching. You know, first off, people think that if you are a successful business person, you can't be spiritual. And that is just not true.
That's not true.
You know, you can have both. But you have to feed your soul as well as feed your bank account. And
okay.
the way many people do that is they make donations or they donate their time. You know, I know someone right now who has been out of a job and they're in danger of losing their house. And what he's doing to keep from staying, you know, negative is he's going and volunteering at a food bank. And he said that feeds his soul because he's able to say, hey, look, it's not only me. You know,
okay.
there's other people that have problems. There's other people that have bigger problems. You know? And if you
yes.
give of yourself and you give from your heart, it's gonna have a positive impact on your life. You know, you may not see it right away, but it will have a positive impact on your life. It's giving back. Really is what feeds your soul.
Okay. So something you said earlier, about 10 minutes ago, you said it's not what other people tell you that makes you happy, something to that effect you said.
Right. It's what you tell yourself.
Okay.
You know, if someone says, oh, well, you have to get straight A's in school and you have to go to a good college and you have to get a good job and you have to, you know, become a big career person and you have to be successful in your career and then you'll be happy. If that's what makes them happy, then maybe that would make them happy. But you have to follow your own heart. You know, the world is full of miserable doctors and attorneys because they got those degrees and those careers to please someone other than themselves. And you have
okay.
to, you know, we all need to make a living, you know, we all have to eat, but we don't have to do something that makes us miserable. And
okay.
even if you do end up in a career you're not happy with, find something that feeds your soul on the side so that you can handle it.
Sense, and that's very positive what you said. You know, money doesn't make people happy. Most people know that. But money doesn't make people unhappy either because there are happy, rich people, you know.
Right, there are.
And there are. So if a person has a negative personality, they're a negative person. How would you talk as a life coach? How would you talk to them?
You know, people have to want to change. You can't make someone change. I have had a couple of people who have come to me with, you know, my spouse is so negative or my son is so negative. How do I handle them? And the best thing you can do is try to point out what's good. You know, if they're always grumbling, well, you know, I didn't make as much money on this paycheck as I thought I would, so I'm really upset, I'm really angry. But you did have a paycheck. How many people don't have one?
Okay, yeah.
You know?
That's kind of like saying, like the man with no shoes was feeling really bad about himself, you know, feeling really down. And then until he saw the man without any feet.
Right.
He realized that he was blessed, that he had a lot to be positive about.
You know, we are all, each and every one of us, so abundantly blessed if we would just realize it. You know, if we would just take the time to see all the wonderful things that we have in life, can you open your eyes and see? Guess what? There are a lot of people who can't, who are blind. You know, can you hear? Guess what? There's a lot of people who are deaf. And, you know, it's those little things that we all take for granted. And it's so easy when you're hurting or when things aren't going right or when you're really stressed to slip into that negative mode. But you have to be able to snap out of it. You have to realize, I don't want to feel bad today. I want to feel awesome today. I choose to be happy. Let me find something to smile at. Let me find something to be happy about. And usually you don't have to look very far to find something to smile at.
Okay, that's true. That's true. That is very true. So negativity, start the end of negativity is to know, is to appreciate what you have.
Right. That's the first step.
Not to look at what you don't have in material things, but know that you can hear, you can see that there are blessings, you know, blessings
right.
in life that you're not counting. You know, I noticed you said go outside earlier.
Nature is very healing. You know, movement is very healing. There's a teacher workshop that I did, and the teacher said, well, you know, movement's great, but my classroom, you know, is a classroom, and I don't have enough time between classes to go outside. Well, you know, you can stand up and stretch. You know, you can look at a picture of outside if you can't get outside and think, you know, what a wonderful world we live in. How beautiful is this planet? You know, how many wonderful things do we have here? How blessed are we? You know, and if you change your mind and decide that you're going to, you would rather be happy. Who would rather be sad than be happy if you had a choice? Well, guess what you do? You do have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you look at things.
Okay. All right, I understand that. It's how you look at things, your perception, is your view of things. If you look at the glass as half full, which is the negative part, instead of looking at the glass as half empty, instead of looking at the glass as half full, which is positive, you know, you're a negative person. That's what I've always been told. You have a negative attitude, a negative mindset. You know, it's there was a book that I once read says nothing ever happens here. But as I've grown older, I found life is what you make it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Everybody has their ups and downs. It's just how you handle those ups and downs. You have to handle
right.
them in a positive way. There's nothing wrong with being sad sometimes because that's a part of being a person. I understand everything that you're saying, but it's not good to be sad all the time. There's something wrong if you're unhappy all the time.
Right, and, you know, things, the horrible things happen to people. You know, my friend that's right now in the hospital.
Yes, horrible things
don't,
do happen.
You know,
death. cancer, being abused as children, even, you know, just bad, horrible things do happen to people. So how, what would you say to someone, let's say someone had been abused physically and emotionally, let's say they were an adult and they came to you as a life coach, would you suggest a counselor or would you talk to them?
You know, it depends on the situation. I came through a very, very horrifically abusive relationship. And there were times where I was honestly just wishing he would go on and kill me because I was tired of being, you know, I was tired of being abused. But when I talk to people, and I do a lot of workshops for battered women's shelters, and you have to find something within yourself that is worth fighting for. Because when you get out of an abusive relationship, you pretty much have no self-esteem. You have no confidence. You pretty much feel like a failure. At least I did.
I understand
and
that.
I know.
I've been to several relationships that were abusive. I know what you're talking about. You're right.
You know, it's
you
picking yourself up. Right, and you have to find the strength within you. You know what helped me is I felt like, wow, I got out of that. I'm alive. My
yes.
child is alive.
Yes.
We
yes.
survived.
You're a survivor.
We are strong.
You are a survivor. Yes.
And that builds a little bit of confidence. And then, you know, you just take it one day at a time. Okay, well, maybe today is not a great day, but tomorrow will be better. You have to find that strength within you. If you survived that relationship, you will make it if you decide you want to.
Okay.
And it's coming up with little things. You know what I did? I wrote positive affirmations when I first got out of that relationship.
That's great. Yes, okay, yes, okay. Now, listeners, you're listening. And wait, can I say something, Callie? Hold on. Don't
sure.
let her show Blog Talk Radio. Share her wealth. And her book, she's also a life coach and author. And one of her books is When on the Road to Enlightenment, Don't Forget to Take Out the Trash. Now, I want you to talk about that second book, too, when you talk about the first one. Give a little bit, you know, so people will, you know, want to go out and buy it. You know.
Right, and you know, the book When on the Road to Enlightenment, Don't Forget to Take Out the Trash, is on Amazon. The Empowered Women of Social Media book is also on Amazon. If you look for me on Amazon, Kelly Fitzgerald, it's Kelly with an IE, and it's FITZGERALD, you will find both those books.
Okay.
There is another book that's going to be coming out probably in March. It is as of yet untitled, but
okay.
that one will also be available. And any other information is on my website, which is also called When on the Road to Enlightenment. It's whenontheroadtoenlightenment.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're a positive person, and it's obvious that you are a survivor. When you're talking about abusive relationships, I know that hit home with a lot of women, particularly, but I'm sure some men too. So you seem to be at a place in your life where you're comfortable with yourself, where you like yourself, you love yourself. You're at a
right.
point. But what advice would you give, like, as a life coach? What would your book say? Like, put on the road to your laptop. What would you tell somebody? If it's actually written, when you, because I've read some of them, haven't read all of them, because you got more than two. What would you tell somebody?
I'm a prolific writer.
Okay.
You know, it's love yourself.
Love
yourself first. When I first got out of my abusive relationship, I wrote down on Post-it notes, and they were all over my car, my apartment, everywhere, I love me. Because I had no self-esteem, and I felt so broken, and I was broken. And that's where you have to start. You have to love yourself. You have to appreciate who you are. You know, you made it through. You survived. That is huge. many, many, many people do not get out of an abusive relationship alive. It's very unfortunate, but it happens.
Yes, that's true. You're right about
and
that.
And it
passes all races, too.
Right.
It really does.
And all social classes, everything. It's completely, it's an all-encompassing problem. And unfortunately, I don't know that we're making as much headway as we like to tell ourselves we are.
Okay, yeah.
That is
a NFL, but I'm not going to go on that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's wonderful, what you did with your life and how positive you are. But I've noticed that sometimes women, and I've did this in the past, when they get out of an abusive relationship, they seem to go back into another, into another abusive relationship. So I think when a person does that, therapy would be better, don't you think?
Yeah, it becomes a pattern, exactly. And it's one of those patterns that we work on breaking in life coaching. That's one of the, because I work with so many people who have been in that situation, I work a lot with how do we break that pattern? First you have to recognize it is a pattern. And then you have to say, I want to break this pattern. And then we can start working with you on why it is you think you deserve that pattern to repeat in your life. And we can make it where it stops. You can choose to change your life completely anytime you want. You can choose a better life. You can choose to have a different pattern in your life.
Yes. You can. Yeah, and that's what a lot of women don't seem to understand, that you can change it. It's not too late as long as there's breath in your body. As long as your heart is still beating, there's still chance to change, to have a better life. And it is people who are in school, in college, that are 70, 80 years old, so it's never too late as long as you're alive. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Age is just a number.
Yes, and so many women, to me, it seems like they think they're picking the man, but domestic violence counselors, that have psychiatrists and people like that, the counselors will tell people, if you ever set in on one, or if you've ever tried to talk to a woman that's been abused, they'll tell you the abuser is picking you. You're not picking them, and
right.
It's not your fault. Especially
right.
You have, yeah, that's what they tell. Okay, we're going to get ready to end the show. You've been listening
okay, well,
to Show
thank
Talk.
You.
Thank you. Author Callie Fitzgerald, she's a life coach and author of When on the Road to Enlightenment. Don't forget to take out the trash. Her Blog Talk radio show is Share the Web. Her name is Callie Fitzgerald. And she also has, she's one of the authors of the I hope I pronounced that, Compilation, Empowered Women of Social Media. Good night.